We always receive lots of interesting comments during our fundraising campaigns, and with our new Classical HQR and HQR news streams, the one that ended Wednesday was no exception. I'm going to address more than one comment by going back to an announcement we made prior to the drive. For listeners who would like to hear Classical HQR on 96.7 but are having difficulty, there is a solution for you, an HD radio, which will pick up the HD2 signal of 91.3. This works very well, and you could even get a free one in our Pay It Forward promotion. Find out more at WHQR.org. Let's get to the funder comments. Bradford Sanders says, I think both the new HQR News and HQR Classical stations are fantastic. Dennis and Jerry in Wilmington wrote, 91.3, too much jaw. 96.7, too much classical. As virtue is in the middle, so is good radio. While I understand this viewpoint, there is in fact overwhelming evidence from markets all over the country that listeners appreciate choices rather than being told what they will like and when. In my view, the fact that we were able to have a successful campaign so soon after a major change is evidence that our listeners agree. 45% of our callers said they were supporting news. 7% said classical. And 45% said both. Walter and Carolyn Prentice wrote, we love the new classical station. We have been waiting for this since we moved here 17 years ago. Mark Jabali and some others ask, why drop the W on WHQR? I've mentioned this before. WHQR is the legal name only of 91.3, and we do refer to it that way. But the legal name of 96.7 is W244DH. We can't call it WHQR. So we use HQR, which is common among listeners, to indicate the close relationship of the two stations. Patricia Shaw asked, what happened to the Great American Songbook? Well, it's now on at 8 p.m. Monday through Friday. John Cirello said, it's a radio station that is a must to listen to. Disappointed listener David of Wilmington wrote, this will be my last contribution unless you do the hardest thing a manager can do, reverse a bad decision. However, doing so will make you the best manager ever. Turning my hometown personal radio station into a prepackaged talk format is unbelievably sad. You had a wonderful staff with Jamila, George, and Barbara Bush. Their programming selection was perfect and made me feel part of a pleasant community. Sadly, going to your packaged formatting has lost this. Please keep in mind that prime time is associated with TV. When WHQR opened 30 years ago, it was to the sound of a new baby. Please bring back our baby. I thank David for his message, but I need to make a correction. Jamila has not gone away. Her show is going on strong at 96.7 at its old time slot. George's shows have moved, but they've also expanded, starting at 7 p.m. Whit Hall said, I just don't want my kids to have their future without NPR. Thanks to everyone for your comments, and of course for your pledges to our drive. Again, for disappointed classical listeners, find out how you can get a possibly free HD radio that will solve your problems. Visit WHQR.org. We'd love to hear from you on Friday Feedback. You can send an email message to feedback@WHQR.org or call our feedback comment line at 910-292-9477. And thanks for your feedback.